This is a podcast from lsrfm.com and Amber Cars. For the cheapest fares and best service, call 0113 231 1366 and listen to LSR 24 hours a day at lsrfm.com.
The nature of this show is that it will contain swearing. If you think you'll be offended by that, then please turn off now. All songs which appear in this podcast do so with the permission of the artists.
Looking into the record collection of a different Leeds band every week. It's Monday night, it's 9 o'clock. This is The Record Box. Monday night, it's just gone 9 o'clock and you are listening to The Record Box. I've got a different Leeds band in with me each week, and this week it's That Fucking Tank. How you doing, guys? All right?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Lovely.
Good. And do you want to just go around and explain what you do and say who you are?
Yeah, I'm they're the same thing, but I'm James and I play drums in That Fucking Tank.
I'm Andy and I play baritone guitar in That Fucking Tank.
Lovely. So, how are you boys doing? All right. Thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no
looking
worries.
Forward to the show. Now, you sent me a list of songs, and I've got to admit, I didn't know many of them. A little bit out of left field, would you say?
Not out of my left field.
Okay, yeah.
We thought we'd pick something maybe a bit different than people haven't heard before.
No, that's cool. I like that. It's good. How did you guys go about it then? Are these songs that are your personal favourites, or are these ones that you reckon have influenced you as a band most?
I guess I picked a bit of a bit of each. I guess the first one we're going to be playing is like a big influence of ours, Soundgarden. they were on a tape that I gave to Andy when we were about 10 years old.
Me and James have known each other for quite a long time, so we've got a lot of embarrassing records that we could dig through. So,
excellent.
In some kind of attempt to be cool, I think we've gone for more underground bands from the Leeds DIY scene.
No, that's all right. Well, I'm looking forward to playing them. Should be good. And so we are going to kick things off with a bit of Soundgarden and Rusty Cage. And if you'd like to get in touch tonight, we would love to hear from you. You can text 60300, start your message with LSR, email studio at lsrfm.com and get in touch. Let us know what you think of the songs the boys have picked. And also, we'll be running a competition, so we'll give you a little bit of info on that after this. But right now, time for a little bit of Soundgarden and Rusty Cage. Soundgarden and that Rusty Cage record's been chosen tonight by That Fucking Tank. They're in with me from 9 till 10. We'll be playing you all the records that that they've chosen this week. And we were just talking a little bit there about Chris Cornell tarnishing his reputation slightly. He's put out an album with Timbaland producing it, and it's not brilliant. You boys haven't heard it, but I'd keep it like that if I was you. Don't go anywhere near. It's not good.
Yeah, I nearly went to see him live in the States, but luckily I didn't.
I think a wise choice overall. And a quick email in as well from my daddy's listening. So that's nice, isn't it? That's nice.
Yeah, the only one.
And we love it. If you are listening, please do get in touch with us. If you're on the website, all you've got to do is head to the right-hand side and there's a little contact the studio form. Just get in touch, let us know what you're doing tonight and what you're thinking of the guys' choices. Okay, so we kick the whole show off with Keanu Reeves, and that was taken from your new album, Tanknology, which came out middle of the year. Was it summertime or was it March, I think, was it you put it out, yeah?
I think it was a bit confusing because we put it out, we had it for a long time and sold it on tour, and then it came out properly in shops a bit later than that, but
yeah,
I've forgotten all the dates.
a bit ago.
You put that out on Gringo Records, yeah? Came
That's
out on
right.
Gringo.
Yeah.
Cool. And you can get hold of that now. If you're on iTunes, you fancy getting that, then you can download it. Or if you manage to catch the guys on any of their gigs, you'll be selling it.
Yeah, I guess the Gringo Records website is the best place to go to.
Yep.
They put out a lot of good bands, so it's worth checking out.
Cool. Have a look at that then. And it was pretty well received overall. You had some nice comments about it. NME gave it a cheeky 8 out of 10. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But I think my favourite one was Nath at the Brudenell, who said, via Twitter, he said, it'll give your neck riff ache. That's got to be a good compliment, huh?
It's us from Nath, because, you know, his neck gets a lot of action.
Whatever that might mean. Ooh, maybe he's listening, would it? Maybe. We'll see. Okay, and all the tracks on that album, well, not all of them, but a lot of them are kind of pun-based names, would you say, right? So we had Keanu Reeves just then. Mm-hmm. There's Dave Grohl, he's on there. Bruce Springsteen Henge. And my personal favourite, as a physics student, I like Stephen Hawkwind.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Any reason for that in particular, or are you guys just feeling a bit cheeky?
I guess we never really name the songs, because they're instrumental songs.
Yeah.
And so when you have to come up with a load of names, it feels a bit stupid, so why not pick something a bit stupid?
All the kind of, you know, the references that are in those puns are what me and James think the actual songs sound like. So, you know, Stephen Hawkwind for us sounds like Hawkwind. Keanu Reeves sounds like the best British band of all time, Reef. and Dogstar.
Excellent. So you can, of course, check that out. And if you go on iTunes, it'll tell you, it says the album, and then it says what people who bought that also bought. Do you want to know what other guys have been buying that listen to your music?
Yeah,
Soundgarden?
No Soundgarden. You've got We Were Promised Jetpacks. You heard that?
I think we played with them.
Yeah, and they're playing Down the Brood quite soon as well, I think. So that one's all right. Los Campesinos?
Yeah, I've seen them.
And that strikes me as an odd one. I can't see fans of you being fans of Los Campesinos, but there you go.
Yeah. Shall I say whether I was a fan of them or not?
Do you like Los Campesinos?
No. They were awful.
Skylarkin, which is nice, another Leeds band, so that's got to be a good thing. So hopefully, if you are listening, then you can go home, download the album, and you can download some other stuff so you get some other nice comments on there, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice, all right. So I think it's about time we went for another track, and we're going for a band called Canvas, is that right?
Yes, please.
So how come you guys have picked this? Any reason in particular?
Canvas are like a lead straight edge band, I think, from possibly the mid-90s until the late 90s, but... they've got the two brothers, Sutcliffe from Human Fly, and also Gaz Brown used to play in them, who does sort of solo stuff now. But I think when I saw them as a 18 or 19 year old in the top room of the Fenton in about sort of the early 2000s, they absolutely scared the shit out of me. Probably the scariest band I've ever seen, mostly because... after seeing this like totally full-on performance where John was strangling himself and they had loads of strobe lights going off, he was then like, oh, my mum and dad are in the audience, say hello to my mum and dad. I was like, oh.
All right, nice. So the song's called Elephant Shoes. This is Canvas. We'll be back after this. That's Elephant Shoes and Canvas.
You're listening to The Record Box on LSRFM.com.
Okay, just a couple of little emails to read out. So Ben, Lisa and Josh are enjoying it. Thanks very much. And Ellie says she went to see Lost Campus the other week and they weren't bad, but she loves you though. Ruddy amazing. Really, so that's good. Nice, isn't it? Really. Thanks very much for listening, guys. And if you fancy winning yourself a little bit of Tank merchandise, you got some t-shirts. Not on you at the moment, because Pulled Apart by Horses have stolen them, right?
Not so much stolen them, just can't give them back.
Fair dues. But if you would like to win, all you've got to do is answer the following question. How many hours of practice do you reckon the Tank Boys have put in this entire year?
That's rehearsing our songs.
Rehearsing their songs, okay.
I practice other stuff like golf.
just rehearsing the songs. How long do you think they've practiced? And get your answers in. If you email them to j.travis@lsrfm.com, and if you leave me some contact information so I can get the stuff to you when it comes through, then that would be brilliant. j.travis@lsrfm.com. Okay, next track we're going for was your choice, James, and it's by a band called No Means No. You want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, they're quite an old sort of punk band. They were on like Alternative Tentacles. They're still touring and they're about sort of close to 50, maybe even over 50, and they're still amazing. It's a really good band, so.
Cool, and the song is called Oh No Bruno. We'll be back after this.
What?
Wes says, man, that's a bass sound. And he's talking about No Means No. And if you'd like to get in touch, then you can do email studio@lsrfm.com, text 60300, start your message with LSR. Or if you're on the website, all you got to do is head over to the right-hand side and fill in a little contact the studio form, and that'll come straight through to us. And we'd love to hear from you. And we're still running the competition, a little bit more about that in a second. But this next song we're going to play is the choice. It's called Clarity by a band called Imbalance, and you've chosen this one, Andy, and it's 26 seconds long. All right, so we'll talk a little bit after this. Clarity by Imbalance. Now, 26 seconds long isn't massive, is it? What is it that they managed to cram into 26 seconds that you love so much?
There was a lot of man going into that 26 seconds there. a lot of physical meat that was going into their songs. I don't know if anyone, like, the name Imbalance is really funny because, well, they're from Grimsby, but they were made out of... was the drummer quite large? I can't really remember.
Average
size, with two very large people on the left and right and a skinny guy singing. But I think they were one of the best bands I ever saw in Leeds. Like, totally fantastic kind of representation of the hardcore scene from the sort of, yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. Like, one of the best bands I saw.
And are they are all the songs that short, or are they? Is that just a one-off?
No, that's they do some, you know, epics that are about 2.5 minutes long as well.
Nice. And do you like the kind of the shorter ones? Because I got your list through, and there's a few on there. There's one that's kind of 50 seconds, one that's just over a minute. And then you got
keep you on your toes.
I know, it's just making me press all the buttons real quick, isn't it? But then you got an 8-minute one from Shield Your Eyes as well. Which,
yeah, that's what these short songs make up for.
But is there anything in particular you like about kind of the shorter songs?
I don't know, maybe me and James can't write short songs.
I was going to say, yours are always quite long. I guess it's maybe easier if you've got vocals that you can just scream for 26 seconds, isn't it? Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. We say, like, oh, we'll do a really short song, and it just ends up being 5 minutes long.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's all good.
Maybe. Can I just say that Wes's bass sound isn't as good as No Means No?
So thanks very much for getting in touch, Wes. He didn't know you were going to be abused on the radio, did you? But that's what you get. And so remember to keep your answers coming in. We're giving away, you guys got a t-shirt that you reckon you'll be able to give us, is that right?
Yeah, I made them personally.
Homemade
so we've
t-shirt.
Definitely got some.
They've got a barn owl on them and they don't say the band name on, so, you know, they're for everyone.
If you'd like to stand the chance of winning it, then you can do. All you've got to do is send an email to j.travis@lsrfm.com and tell us how many hours you think the guys have spent in rehearsal, rehearsing the songs this entire year. And just as a little hint, it's maybe not as much as you'd hope. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, next track is Cheval de Frise. And how come you gone for this one then, Andy? It's James, yeah.
I guess, like, we've played in Europe a lot and you get to sort of come across bands that you probably never, ever otherwise hear of. And I think they're quite sort of, I don't know, fairly well known in France in the kind of underground scene, but I really like it, really good band, so... Here we go.
Cool, there you go. It's got James's stamp of approval. It's called Le Puy, it's Cheval de Frise. Called Le Puy and it's by Cheval de Frise. If you're just tuning in, then you're listening to The Record Box with me, James Travis, and I've got that fucking tank in with me. They're choosing the records tonight. They're these ones that you guys have liked the most, and it's going all right so far. You guys enjoying yourselves?
Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely studio.
Lovely studio.
Apart from the texts are a bit rude.
I know, someone sent a rude text in. We won't read that one out. It's okay. Okay, so we're going to go for another song in 1 second. But first, Andy, now you mentioned this when we started out this evening. You said that you play baritone guitar.
Yes.
Now, people might not know, but what's the difference between a normal guitar and a baritone guitar?
A baritone guitar is tuned slightly lower than a normal electric guitar. The one that I play is tuned to ADG of a bass and then ADG of a guitar at the top, which means when I split the signal between a bass amp and a guitar amp, it sounds like I'm playing two instruments at once if it works out nicely.
Cool. And how did you go about doing that? How did you come about playing the baritone guitar? Was it like a conscious decision?
I used to play bass when me and James played in bands beforehand. We used to play in a band called Kill Yourself. And then the guitarist stroke singer moved up to Glasgow and we couldn't play as many gigs. So we thought we'd like to play some more. maybe I can play bass and guitar at the same time without growing any extra limbs.
Nice. So you just didn't want to get another person in the band. You thought, I know, I can
do
it all.
Too difficult.
With our completely intense rehearsal schedule, I just don't think there's anyone else that could handle the pace.
Nice. And is it something you've had specially made, or is it one that you just bought yourself?
Well, I started off with one that was made by Dan Electro, which you can buy on eBay, but the one that I've got at the moment's a total bourgeois tosser's guitar that I got made from in San Francisco.
Very nice. So that cost you an arm and a leg?
Actually, I swapped it for the bass that I used to play in Kill Yourself.
Search cost him an arm and a leg.
Nice. So you got rid of the bass, and now you can just play bass and guitar at the same time.
Yeah.
That's cool. And how do you go about writing stuff on that, if it's tuned in such a weird way? Or are you just used to it now, and you pick up a normal guitar and you can't play it?
No, I play sort of normal guitar now and again. I play bass a bit as well, but I don't know. You're sort of limited because it's only got three strings, so it's a bit like being in Fleetwood Mac.
Nice. All right. So keep your emails and texts coming in. We're going to go for a little bit of Electric, which and a song called Cut, and it's the choice of Andy. Why have you gone for this one?
We played with Electric just recently. Again, sort of similar to Shiv Out to Freeze, some of these bands that we've come across from playing in Europe. They're a band from Strasbourg that used to be in a band. I can't speak French, so they used to be called Recorded by Steve Albini, but in French. And they played at the Packhorse when we put them on. They're completely mind-blowing, like ridiculous bands that people that like battles and all that sort of stuff should be completely into, but I guess because they're from the continent, not so many people get to hear them, so we'd like to play that.
Okay, cool. This is Electric and Cut. We'll be right back. Cut by Electric Electric.
Record Box on LSRFM.com.
Okay, so you guys went out on tour for a little bit in the summer. How did that go? You enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really good. We went to Europe and we had a fun time. We broke down. We managed to survive.
Mentally.
I was going to say, was that mentally or just the van?
Both.
One after the other. No, we tend to have like really good tours in Europe now. We've been going over for, I don't know, since we were about 20 and kind of we've built up a network.
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
I'm 17. Yeah, we've built up a network of sort of friends and bands over there. So when we go and play, it's like a really fantastic experience and we get to see lots of decent bands and eat plenty of good food.
Nice, can't argue with that. And you played a few gigs back home over here as well.
They kind of just blur into one one long thing.
So you prefer playing abroad rather than the gigs in the UK, yeah?
Nah, they all have their ups and downs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And in amongst that, you played a couple of dates with Pulled Apart by Horses down in London as well. How did those go?
Yeah, they were really good, actually. The London gig, yeah, especially, they seem to be doing well for themselves, and there's a lot of people at that gig, so...
Yeah, with our T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we sold more T-shirts than them.
Yeah, handmade T-shirts.
Because I was telling people that they were theirs.
Oh, clever. I like it. Hey, well, that's the plus points of having a T-shirt that doesn't have your band name on it.
Exactly.
It's good. And also, you can wear it in front of your mum, because I think if I wore a T-shirt that said that fucking tank on, I don't think my mum would be too impressed.
It depends whether she likes Barn Owls or not.
She loves them. Absolutely loves them. Okay, we've got about 20 minutes left to go, so we'll crack on with some tunes. This next one is Cocaine Mummy by Arab on Radar. Okay, you're back with the Record Box on Leeds Student Radio. We got about 15 minutes left to go, and if you're just tuning in and you want to hear some tunes from that fucking tank, they are the guys who are choosing the records for me tonight, and we're running the competition, so you can win a T-shirt, and all you've got to do is email j.travis@lsrfm.com, and you've just got to tell me how many hours you think the guys have spent in rehearsing the band in the last year, and... It's not a massive amount, is it?
No, not at all.
So a little little bit of a clue for you there. Okay, and just in case you missed the shows in the last couple of weeks, you can get hold of them. They're free. I've podcasted them, and I will be podcasting this show as well. You can get them on the LSR website. If you go on lsrfm.com and just go to podcasts, then you can and search for the Record Box. You can find all the songs I've had on so far from the different bands I had Pulled Apart by Horses in. A band called Artie Bella. We had the Rosie Taylor Project as well. And the show from these guys will be being podcasted as well. If you go on iTunes, you just search for the Record Box LSR, and it'll come up. You can get hold of them for free. Okay, we're going to crack on with the songs because we've only got 15 minutes left. The hour always seems to go so quickly. And we're going for a song. It's called Shower Scene by Sweet the Leg Johnny, and this one is the choice. Was it your choice, Andy? Yeah.
Yes.
Any reason in particular for this song?
They're just like a really good American band, I suppose. They played they split up now, but they played for a few years on the sort of DIY circuit across Europe and in the UK, and they put on some amazing live shows.
Yeah, they played a lot when we first moved to Leeds. They seemed to play like every couple of months, and they were awesome.
Cool. All right, let us know what you think of this. Keep your emails and texts coming in. studio@lsrfm.com on the email, 60300 on the text. Make sure you start your message with LSR. And if you're on the website, then just go on the right-hand side, fill in the contact the studio form. Shower Scene by Sweep the Leg Johnny. Okay, so we got just under 10 minutes. You can keep your answers coming in for the competition. We're giving away a That Fucking Tank t-shirt. All you got to do is email j.travis@lsrfm.com and write down how many hours you think the guys have spent in rehearsing the band this year. And it's not a massive amount. So there's a little bit of a clue. Hopefully you'll have got in touch and we'll have someone to give it away to. Okay, so what's happening in the world of Tank at the moment? The album was out in the summer. And what are you doing now? Are you just kind of chilling out a little bit, taking some time after the tour in the summer, or?
We're just having a little rest, and we're sort of planning to go to tour in the States next year. So we're kind of in the midst of sorting that out and thinking about
that's
how we're
exciting.
Going to do it. So,
you guys been across the pond before?
Nope.
We've been working on some modern kind of future music that we hope people as advanced as Americans will appreciate, that sort of sounds a bit like White Zombie or Ministry or Prong. So we'll give you a little sample of that later on, I hope.
Excellent. All right, Kia, stay tuned for that. Okay, we're going to go for another track now. It's by a band called Nervous Kid. The song's called Kid, Kid, Kid. Why have you chosen this one?
Because they're an ace band from Bologna. They're kind of like Italian versions of us. And I also wanted to call Mattia a pipe-to-pipe bushman on radio.
There you go, the Italian tank. This is Kid, Kid, Kid by Nervous Kid. MySpace.com/NervousKidKidKid. You can check that out. The song's called Kid 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 and the band are called Nervous Kid. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left. We're going to go for another one of the shorter tracks. So this one's only 50 seconds long. Another one of yours, Andy. Voorhees, yeah?
Yeah, Voorhees were another kind of... Were they mostly Leeds-based or from North East? Sometimes based in Leeds anyway. Kind of hardcore
Bradford.
Band. A bit Bradford as well. Hardcore band kind of running throughout the 90s and up until about sort of 4 years ago. Totally fantastic live.
Brilliant. And the song's called Voorhees and the band are called Voorhees as well, yeah?
All right.
Voorhees and the song's called Voorhees. Alright, well, we're almost out of time. So a massive thank you to you guys for coming in. I really appreciate that. Have you had a good time?
Thanks for having us. Lovely.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Alright, do you want to tell people how many hours rehearsal you've had? We've been running the competition. You could have won a tank t-shirt. And all you had to do is say how many hours you guys have been practiced for this year as a band.
Yeah, and the answer is... 2 hours.
2 hours, there you go. So if you saw the band on tour, then if you saw
we were wanked.
Sorry.
If you saw them on the first date, then that was then they only played for 2 hours previous to that. You got any plans to rehearse in the near future?
No, nothing in the diary.
Nothing in the diary. All right. And just the last little thing. Leeds and Reading this year, how did it go?
We played last year, actually.
Oh, was it last year?
I went.
Oh, it was, because you were, and you played on the same lineup as Metallica, yeah?
Yeah, that was right.
Was that good?
Well, it was almost like a dream come true.
I was going to say, it says on the website, I fulfilled a childhood dream, so that's lovely, isn't it?
And an adulthood
dream. All right, stay tuned to LSR. Coming up after this, it's the Girls of Grunge, and if you were listening earlier on, we played a little bit of Soundgarden. If you like that, then stay tuned, because they'll have some of those kind of tunes coming up. All right, do you want to explain a little bit about this last track we're going to play then, James? Fill us in.
Yeah, it's in the next couple of weeks, it's coming out on the front of Leeds Guide, like a free CD, and it's called the Us and Them Remix Project, which is kind of like rock bands in Leeds, or I guess guitar-based music, crossing over with some more dance-based stuff, and there's like Us, a band called The Horror, which features members of Voorhees and Chicken Hawk, and some other really good bands, and some electronic artists that I can't remember the name of.
Little Bastard.
Yeah, Little Bastard. So we've done a song by a guy called Elso, and it's like a remix of his song.
Okay, it's called Just Keep Crazy. Thanks very much for coming in, guys. I really appreciate that. You guys are playing on the 20th of November at Santiago, so get yourselves down there. If you're around, then you should definitely go check it out. Next week, I'll have Worried About Satan in with me. Looking forward to that. It should be good. Check out the podcast. Keep your eyes peeled. It'll be up in the next couple of days. And I'll see you same time next week. Stay tuned for Girls of Grunge.
This is a podcast from LSRFM.com and Amber Cars. For the cheapest fares and best service, call 0113 231 1366. And listen to LSR 24 hours a day at LSRFM.com.